want to assure you that although my voice is very unpleasant to listen to, it doesn't hurt a bit. It's made me appreciate how much of my professional life is lodged right here. And it's made me realize how much all of us need a voice to do just about anything. This morning's reading is a poem I found many years ago that still speaks to me quite a bit. It's by the poet Mark Strand, and it's entitled The Continuous Life. What of the neighborhood homes awash in a silver light, of children crouched in the bushes, watching the grown-ups for signs of surrender, signs that the irregular pleasures of moving from day to day, of being adrift on the swell of duty, have run their course. Oh, parents, confess to your little ones the night is a long way off and your taste for the mundane only grows. Tell them your worship of household chores has barely begun. Describe the beauty of shovels and rakes, brooms and mops. Say there will always be cooking and cleaning to do, that one thing leads to another, which leads to another. Explain that you live between two great darks, the first with an ending, the second without one, that the luckiest thing is having been born, that you live in a blur of hours and days, months and years, and believe it has meaning, despite the occasional fear that you are slipping away with nothing completed, nothing to prove you existed. Tell the children to come inside, that your search goes on for something you lost, a name, a family album that fell from its own small matter into another, a piece of the dark that might have been yours, you don't really know. Say that each of you tries to keep busy, learning to lean down close and hear the careless breathing of earth and feel its available languor come over you, wave after wave, sending small tremors of love through your brief, undeniable selves into your days and beyond. I'm drinking water, but it's not going to help. Out on a limb, deep into life. This is one of my favorite titles I've come up with recently. Out on a limb, deep into life. When I first thought about the notion of risk, I thought, who does that? Mountain climbers and skydivers and parasailers. And most recently, when watching the Olympics, I couldn't understand why anyone would decide they want to try skeleton. Did you watch that? Head first, 70 miles an hour? I thought only about dangerous and imperiling physical activities. I thought also of how we are told that people who undertake these risky practices often say they do so for the rush it gives them, the flood of endorphins and excitement that makes them feel so very alive. When we put ourselves out there, we feel more alive than when we play it safe or play small. There is an important truth in that for all of us non-physical daredevils as well. When we put ourselves out there, we feel more alive than when we play it safe or play small. All of us non-physical risk takers, all of us take risks all the time, if you think about it. We try something new. We introduce ourselves to someone. We make ourselves vulnerable in interactions with other people. These risks are perhaps bigger than we give ourselves credit for. Putting ourselves out there is hard and risky work, especially since we know it beats the alternative, but that our lives are fragile and brief, and in ways we seldom fully acknowledge, regularly in danger. Colleague Victoria Safford puts it well in her meditation about preparing to walk out the door each morning. She writes, "You know, we do it every day. Every morning we go out blinking into the glare of our freedom, into the wilderness of work and the world, making maps as we go, looking for signs that we're on the right path. And on some good days, we walk right out of our oppressions, those things that press us down from the outside or, as often, from the inside. We shake off the shackles of fear, prejudice, timidity, closed-mindedness, selfishness, self-righteousness, and claim our freedom outright, terrifying as it is. Our freedom to be human and humane. Every morning, every day, we leave our houses not knowing if it will be for the last time. And we decide what we'll take with us, what we'll carry, how much integrity, how much truth-telling, how much compassion in case somebody along the way may need some, how much arrogance, how much anger, how much humor, how much willingness to change or be changed, to grow and be grown, how much faith and hope, how much love and gratitude. Every day, we gather what we think we'll need, pick up what we love and all that we so far believe. We put on our history, shoulder our experience and memory, take inventory of our blessings, and we start walking toward morning." Every time I read that meditation, it gets me, because it's true. Every single time you leave your house, you don't know. You just don't know. And not only do you not know whether you'll ever be back, but what you usually don't know that you could know better is what you're bringing with you. All those things she lists. So living a life with intention and awareness and full integrity takes deliberate effort. It doesn't just happen. It takes seeing in the mundane a sort of amazing beauty. It takes, like the poet, to seeing shovels and rakes and brooms and mops as amazing things. I love that about that poem. Tell them your taste for the mundane only grows. Tell them your worship of household chores has barely begun. I rarely think that. But the poet reminds me I should, because I might not get to do that household chore tomorrow. We could see every time we leave the house as an opportunity to embrace a new day and all that it will bring with it. Life itself is inherently risky. And so, along with the poet, I want to make the risk count. I'd rather lose my voice than not say what I mean. I'd rather get lost along the way than never start the journey. When you look at your life, can you identify or picture the moments when you took the biggest risks? when you stepped out of your comfort zone. You can likely remember because you felt very alive in those moments. You were very in touch with who you are, and you were deeply in touch with what matters most. I know I have examples in my own life. When I think about those moments when big news has come or when I've been kind of grabbed by the scruff of my neck by life and shaken a bit, shaken awake to my own being, the most recent example of which is when we walked back in and someone told us that Demetrius was on the autism spectrum, I realized in those moments that in all cases when I was grabbed by the scruff and shaken a bit, I knew that I was in deep, that I was up to my eyeballs in life, that I couldn't push things away anymore, that I was out deep in the deep waters of being, clear about who I was and who I wasn't, what mattered to me and what I thought had mattered for so long that meant nothing. And in those deep moments, I realized, and then forgot again, how our routines are not that routine. We risk saying, I love you, or you let me down, or I want to try again. Risky stuff, this being human. Of course, we try to be calculated in deciding what risks are worth taking, in choosing some things over others, and in not choosing, we often find, sometimes only in hindsight, that that too was a risk. We try to be strategic about when and how we risk, and yet in the end, a risk is a risk only if you can't be sure of how it will all turn out in the end. You notice that, right? Not only can you not be sure how it will turn out in the end, you're not sure if there will be an end. Isn't that life? Nothing is assured or certain. Life itself is risk. And so we often end up trying to navigate, trying to find our way to a certain level of peace or ease with the fact that risk is everywhere. If you can't avoid it, you have to make peace with it. It is important for us to go out onto life's limbs sometimes. Not to seek thrills, but to express and to live out our commitments and our convictions. Some people and some moments are worth taking a chance on. We will go out on life's limbs because we will need to be reminded at times of what we are living for. Our purpose and our sense of where the most meaning is to be found sometimes means putting ourselves out there. Living not just on the surface, but in the depths of experience and connection means that we have to be willing to look foolish or make mistakes, or even, as in that beautiful prayer from Robin Tanner, even fail. We know we are alive when those moments come too. Have you noticed that sometimes it's in those moments when you've made the biggest mistakes, the biggest fool of yourself, the biggest failure, the skinned knee, the bruised ego, as she said. You know you're in deep then too. We discover so much about ourselves when we risk. So it is my prayer for us that we will continue to risk our hearts, our comfort, our certainties. And we may do so not rashly or impulsively, but with intention and awareness out on life's, the limbs of life. We know most starkly who we are and who we are not. We see most clearly what we hold dearest and what no longer serves us. We see that we have changed and we have grown. And that if we do that until our dying day, it will have been a good lifetime. May it be so, now and always. Amen.